Government troops in Sri Lanka said yesterday that they have seized a strategic village from separatist Tamil rebels after a two-month battle, severing a supply route and moving a step closer to capturing the militants' de facto capital in the northern part of the country. Authorities have vowed to crush the insurgents and end their 25-year campaign for a separate homeland for the island's ethnic minority Tamils. We spoke to the director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jahan Pereira, who says a real solution is a political one.
Even if the Sri Lankan military does capture the territory, it is going to be very hard for them to get rid of the entirety of the LTT. I think the government is aiming at eliminating the leadership of the LTT, but if one set of leaders are removed, it is going to be logical that another set of leaders will replace them, especially in an organization that has which has an administrative apparatus. It is going to be very unlikely that the LTT will suddenly all collapse and disappear. So in the absence of a political solution, it is really unlikely that, the unsettled conditions that prevail in the north and east in the Tamil areas of the country will come to an end. It will require a political solution, and I also believe it will require the LTT itself to accept such a political solution before we can expect true peace in our country.